ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No. Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
These trumpet presentations aren't over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You know, long.
Yeah, salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Smack dogs.
Hello, hello.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, what's up? It's The Drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5, as we adjust the speakers here at Pia's. You're not even on the mic.
I'm not even on. There we go.
It's all right if you don't have to talk.
This is our first show we've ever done. So my volume headphone is over on this side, but yet, all right, I got it. What's
green,
up, Dirk?
Yellow, red. Those are always confusing colors.
Yeah, it is,
right?
A little.
Go in the back of the TV, back when you're plugging in the N64. I'm like, wait, what? Oh, it's the white one. Yeah.
And why weren't they, like, because they would have, like, white, red, and green, but then it was, like, white, red, and something. I'm like, why wouldn't
they all be
the same?
There was, like, two red ones, and I was like, I don't know which red one to go.
Like, this doesn't make any sense.
It's Kyle's fault.
You can tell Florida Atlantic's coming to town.
You can, yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Good basketball team.
Yeah. That's going to be a fun one. This week, Jay Layman's here. We're going to talk to him in a minute. We're live at Pia's again, which is awesome. So we'll get to all the specials going on there. Illinois back in action. I mean, Derek, it's scary when somebody always writes, and I always hate to read it, but it's true, when they say, you know, Illinois is like a fourth down throw away from being 0-3 this season. Of course, the Casey
it's
Washington
the
catch from Luke Altmyer. I don't like to think of it like that, but yeah. When you do, it's like, well, thank goodness you got the victory. Hopefully get the win tomorrow. You'll be 2-2, and then really you start a nice, you know, guts of your schedule, if you will, against the West with Purdue on the road. So just take care of business tomorrow and get things rolling again, and let's get to 3-2, 4-2, and start building on that.
Yeah, I mean, you can still be the football team that you expected going into this season. If you win this game, especially convincingly, you show some stuff as far as improvements. Offensive line is something that we've talked over and over again about trying to fix that issue and get more protection for Luke, but also establish a more consistent running game. So as you try to figure that out with Reggie Love, and I know Josh McCray hasn't really shown us what we want so far, but that defense finally bounced back against Penn State, gave you a chance to really hang in that game for three quarters. And I think most people understood how tall of a task Kansas was going to be with
right.
Jalen Daniels, your first road game, all that newness in the secondary. Like, that was going to be a tall task, regardless of how you played. Now, Illinois looked really, really poor for most of that game. I mean, down by about 30 points there at the end of the third quarter. But 2-2 is how I had them coming out of this
sure.
first four games, going into Purdue. Then everything's still on the table in terms of the West, in terms of a bowl game, and how that thing shapes up. So you just want to see a team that gives you confidence again that you can go into Purdue, get a win, and then get
yes.
this thing rolling into October.
You brought up a name, and it's kind of been sticking with me that why can't this guy get rolling? So we're going to bring in our expert, Jay Layman. I know you were on the defensive side of the ball, Jay Layman, but Josh McCray, his freshman year, really showed you something, and it reminded a lot of people of a Wisconsin running back back when – you know, Coach Bielma was at Wisconsin and he had
John
Monty Clay, Bowl and John
PJ
Clay.
Hill.
The guys you had to try to tackle.
Yeah.
So when you look at a guy like Josh McCray across from you, I'm assuming you're sitting there as a linebacker going, I don't necessarily want to hit that dude, but why can't they get him going?
So I think it's three things. I think it's system. I think it's health. I think it's confidence.
Okay.
So.
Which is so weird. Like, it's like, I'm going to hand you this football and you run as hard as you can that way.
Well,
it doesn't seem like you'd have to have a lot of confidence.
But you're.
You know what I'm saying?
Lon, let's put you out in the field on Saturday and see how much confidence you have.
Here's the ball.
You got a lot of confidence in the south end zone. Well, we know that.
Right.
Well, at 6 a.m. in the tailgate zone, you got a lot of confidence. I mean, you've been talking about sports for about 30 years. You haven't played.
A little longer than that.
The kid from Camargo has not played for a while, okay? But here's the deal. Tony Peterson had a system with more quarterback under center. Anytime I got more quarterback under center, I'm going to have more I-backs back in the dot. That means 7 yards behind the quarterback.
Makes sense. Makes
right?
sense.
We talked about this. McCray's like a freight train, right? You know, when the freight train crosses over Prospect Avenue, you know, in that little thing right by the ice house, you know, if you're
yes,
in Champaign,
yep.
doesn't come all the time now, but when it crosses over, or heaven forbid you go down Bradley and Market, wow, there's a train every hour down there, right? That's like Josh McCray. They don't go very fast.
They're not going
they're powerful,
very fast.
Right,
right.
Take a while to get going. Thank you.
Good Everybody analogy.
Just brought waters at the same time.
Right.
Thank you very much. Okay, so here's the deal.
So if you ask for beer, are you getting double that?
I hope
Let's
so.
Go.
I want some Bullet Whiskey Rye. All right, so here we go. That shout out was free to you Bullet people over here. Come join us at Pia's here on Springfield. You
Let's
know where
go.
We're at. Let's
go.
But that being said, we ran out of the dot more. Number two, he got banged up last year. I haven't seen him. I don't know if he's healthy.
That's true.
Number three, I don't know if he's confident, has the ability in his, I mean, does he have the confidence in his knee? And also, I haven't seen him break a big run.
No, I haven't.
So we're in game four. And it's been on the struggle bus a little bit. And I think he's feeling some pressure from Caden Fagan.
I wondered that.
Similar body types. Fagan has a little bit better acceleration out of the hole from what I've seen in the few carries that he's
right,
gotten.
Right.
I think Fagan's going to press him for some carries.
So, idiot here who didn't play football, my question then would be.
That was a mistake number one. But we'll forgive you.
No, I know because I'm still breaking down somehow my body. So I may as well just play.
How many sports guys have kinesio tape on their knee to announce?
Guys,
he's got kinesio tape on his knee to do the drive show. The guy sells insurance. He does radio shows and goes to St. Thomas More Athletics. That's about it.
That is
and he's
about
got kinesio tape. Oh, and tailgates.
In Florida, yeah. I mean,
in Florida.
They put that on there, and it hasn't hurt since. Now, explain that. Now, let's don't get into that. I don't want to get into that.
I have no idea how it works.
So you've got a guy like Josh McCray, who you got two more years with. You've got Caden Fagan, who's coming up. It seems like Love would be more of a guy that kind of fits the system in terms of
sure.
like Chase Brown was last
yeah.
year. So where's the happy medium, I guess, to get them both right?
I think right now what we're seeing – initially, we saw every other series. I think we saw in Penn State maybe two series for Reggie and then one for Josh. And I will say that's hard for any running back to break through in that. But you're welcome for that water. Okay, yep, there you go. So I think it's hard to get in a rhythm. I think Reggie's earned more carries. I think he should get more carries. He's earned it. I know you want to keep him fresh, but that's what I feel like.
I think there's going to be a lot of focus on how Luke Altmyer looks, bounce back spot for him this week. And what do you think, if you were in those practices week as a defender and watching him go through it, what would you want to see? And what do you think in terms of his psyche? I'm probably asking you to answer a question you can't ask until we start to see it, but like Rex Grossman didn't seem to have a conscience. Like he still threw it into coverage or took deep shots no matter what.
I don't know if that was good for Rex.
No, right.
He was sexy Rexy at Florida. He had one good year at the Bears.
Yeah, I know.
Love it, but yes.
I mean, we've had one good year in like 20 years, but.
Better than the Cardinals. No, it's good.
I think there's also a thought process. You don't want him to dial it back too much at
sure.
the same time. So what do you think you'd want to see? And if you were someone that's a teammate of his, what would you be looking for this week?
In general, when I talk football players, I always want to see erring on the side of aggression. Listen, nobody wants to play with a pansy. Like, you can't be afraid to make mistakes, especially at that high level. Like, as a linebacker, I'd always want to be the guy that had 10 tackles and three big plays, like a sack, an interception, a tackle for loss, and have three missed tackles, rather than have 16 tackles 6 yards down the field where I got dragged for 3 yards,
yeah.
Right? I don't want that.
Right.
You want to be a playmaker. And at quarterback, you've got to be a game manager 100%. But we're not good enough for you to just be a Wisconsin quarterback game manager, John Stocko, Joel Stave, name all those guys that Bielema had. We got to actually have you make some plays, right? Because we're not dominant up front right now, offensive line-wise. We got to have you make some plays. I want to see him keep slinging it. Listen, four interceptions is too much. But if he came out and threw three tutties and two picks and he was aggressive with it, and maybe those were taking shots down the field and trying to make a play, I got no problem with it. I don't want him to be shy and be tentative. And I think that's the worst thing we can have as a quarterback.
Use the term playmaker. I think Malik Elzey is going to develop into one. How soon do we start to see him get worked into the mix? Moore had his first career touchdown at the end of the game there last Saturday.
It's so interesting how narratives shift within 3 weeks. We heard that this was a phenomenal receiving core 3 weeks ago. Pat Bryant's a complete receiver, right? Casey Washington.
I know where you're going here.
Steady Eddie, right? Right? Isaiah Williams, as good as they can. Guys, they may have made some plays. Casey Washington arguably made a fantastic
huge play.
Pat Bryant had two touchdowns the first game. Isaiah Williams, as average, probably a little bit better than last year. But am I trading that? Do I think we're top tier in the Big Ten receiver core? I don't. I do not. And I think the coaching staff realizes that, and that we're not getting any separation.
No.
Right? We need somebody. When Aurelius Ben came here, whether he was a freshman or not, the dude was strong enough to get separation from day one. Okay?
Yes, he was.
Right? And he was on the field from day one, right? If Malik Elzey can get separation, you can't keep him off the field.
Get him
right?
out there.
You got to get him out there, right? I'm not seeing separation from some of these receivers. I think we have to be relatively creative. I think Isaiah Williams is good on short to medium throws. I think we're still struggling on the deep ball because of the height disadvantage. We've seen a couple picks, like you mentioned on Monday. And listen in, guys, every Monday from 3 to 4 and from 5 to 6 on the drive. I mean, it's the most honest hour of college football you're ever going to get. But you mentioned not being in sync on the back shoulder.
Yes,
tape,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so I think we're going to see more Kenari Wilcher. I think we're going to see more Hank Beatty possibly.
I
think we're also going to see Malik Elzey. I think we're going to see – Tip Ryman's been one of the most reliable
he
receivers.
He really has. He really has.
I like
has.
Tip in the run game. I like Tip catching the ball. We got somebody in the stand saying, who? Sally? Sally? Sally. Sally. Solid.
Yeah.
I think Ashton Hollis has a lot. It wasn't a player. It was just solid. I just could hear.
Okay. Could hear.
We have the fans saying he's solid. I think Ashton Hollis is a guy that made a big play, like Brett said, when it counted. So I think those guys are going to force for time.
Defensively, you look at this game. Actually, just overall, you look at this game with Florida Atlantic. They're beat up. Their quarterback is out. Their starting running backs. Heck, running backs could be out.
Sure.
Their star receiver lost teeth last week in a hit. I mean, they are just taking it as bad as you can take it right now, and Illinois is actually getting them in a good time. I think Illinois wins this game, and I think they win it comfortably. What can that do for a team to get ready? Because, I mean, let's be honest. These first three games have been tough, tough games, and one of the best schedules in the country, in the Big Ten and in the country. Now you kind of get maybe that pushover a little bit with Florida Atlantic. What can that do to go out and win a comfortable two-touchdown kind of game to get you then rolling for the next rest of the season?
I think it's the biggest thing for the quarterback and the offensive line. We just haven't seen the offensive line mesh.
That's fair.
We got to have them mesh as a unit on the offensive line. They've had a bunch of, musical chairs over there. Luke's got to get his confidence back. But I think these three games are critical. Think about these next three games. We got a winnable game, it looks like, against FAU, against Purdue and Nebraska. You go 1-2 in those games, there's alarm bells going on, right? And you're 2-4. Okay?
I don't even want to think about it.
Right, right. If you win these next three games, you're 4-2. Nobody cares about how you started, right? You're 2-1 in the Big Ten. You feel good. We're beating the team. We're relatively healthy. Altmaier's obviously played decent if we've won the next three games. And so I think these are really, really important. Now, I will tell you this. Brett is always very positive. He says, hey, it's the best Tuesday we've had. It's the best Wednesday. I don't know if it's propaganda. I don't know if he's just trying to make his team feel better. But when I listen to Brett, I feel more confident. I want to see it on Saturday. I want to see it executed. And I want to see the offense play to the ability we know they can play to.
What do you think we see from Aaron Henry this week? I know Johnny Newton has been a one-man wrecking ball in terms of pressures, I think 16 in the last 2 weeks. But do you smell blood in the water with a backup quarterback, with running backs being out, and a team that maybe feels beat up after going to Clemson? Do you blitz them? Do you get aggressive? Do you just try to end that very, very soon by being Aaron on the side of aggression, as a term you said?
Yeah, first off, I think Johnny Newton has been a recruit. Keith Randolph, I think, leads us in tackles.
Yeah.
At defensive tackle, right? So those guys have played well. Let's just put it that way. I think we will blitz some, but I don't think we're going to need to blitz to get pressure, right? So I think we're going to. You got an inexperienced quarterback. We've got running backs. I think they got some weapons that are missing. I expect Aaron Henry to be aggressive and have a chance to create some chaos and hopefully something we haven't got a lot of, turnovers, right? We need a couple turnovers to set up our offense. We haven't done a great job of setting up the offense to get some of those easy scores.
I know we talked about this game a little bit on Monday, but tonight, Wisconsin and Purdue. Of course, Purdue's the next opponent. You'll see Wisconsin for the homecoming game in October. What do you think we learn about both those teams tonight? What can we gain from just watching that game and understanding what the Big Ten West could look like?
Well, you know, Purdue is a little bit of a weird case. They go on the road and beat Virginia Tech, but Virginia Tech's not that good. They just got boat raced by Rutgers, right? They got boat raced by Rutgers. Here's what I would say. Is Purdue, when it comes to Hudson Card, has got offensive firepower. Defensively, they have really struggled. Whether it was Fresno State, whether it was Garrett Schrader for Syracuse running for four TDs, 195 yards, right? So I don't know defensively if they can keep up. Now, Wisconsin's been an interesting thing. They want to be the air raid, but they've been the air run. They lead in yards per carry with Braylon Allen and Ches Malusi, right? And offensively, against Georgia Southern, now the Helton brothers, whether it's Tyson Helton at Western Kentucky or Clay Helton at Georgia, those are offensive geniuses. They're pretty good coaches. They threw for like 300 yards easy. I mean, excuse me, like 400 yards against that Wisconsin team, right? Now they gave up six turnovers. So what to answer your question, I think Wisconsin has the edge in that game right now. But Hudson Card and that offense, if they score a bunch of points and don't turn it over, they'll be right in that game.
Iowa, Penn State. Iowa was a popular pick for the Big Ten West going into the year. They're 3-0, but not much is different about that offense.
Sure.
What do you think about them going into a whiteout?
Well, their best offense is their defense.
Right.
You know, they lead the nation in interceptions over the last 3 or 4 years. Their special teams set them up for a lot of scores against Western Michigan, whether it was a block punt or Cooper DeJean getting a couple returns, right? And listen, Cade McNamara is not that good. Their offense is not that good. Their defense is always really good. This game's going to be closer than I think. Drew Aller didn't impress me as much as I thought they would. If they didn't run the ball great against us, I don't think Penn State's going to run the ball great against them. I think it's going to be a 10-6 kind of game in the fourth quarter. Somebody's going to score late. I wouldn't be surprised to see Iowa get that W. Now, I think Penn State's probably favored. Vegas would say they're favored. But I think Iowa's going to be right there.
It would seem harder in a sport like football where you've got 22 guys to be able to establish identity that you hit on every year.
Sure.
And Iowa every season has defense. How are they able to do that? Obviously, for many years, they came crashing into Illinois and taking whoever they wanted from here.
Sure.
And hopefully that slowly started to stop a little bit. But it is truly amazing to me how they have established something at Iowa that every season – you almost understand that their offense is going to be average at best, yet their defense is going to be one of the best, and they're always going to win 8 games because of it.
What's shocking to me, so first of all, they've had a defensive coordinator named Parker for the whole time, whether it was Norm Parker or
huge,
Phil Parker.
Right? Yep.
Right? So the system is that they recruit to their system. So it's like, hey, you're going to play boundary corner in this defense. You're going to play middle linebacker for us. We're going to recruit a bunch of 6'2 to 6'6, 225 to 260 guys. And when you get here, we're going to turn you into a safety or a tackle. We don't know. Somewhere in between, right? That's what we're going to do.
That seems about right.
That's what we're going to do.
Yep.
What's shocking to me about Iowa, for as much offensive linemen they produce in the NFL, they don't run the ball better.
No, you're right.
They've got great offensive linemen. They don't run the ball better. They've been running zone left, zone right, and boot left, boot right. Forever.
Yep.
That's all they do. They produce tight ends, and that's about it.
Yep. Brian Ferentz, by the way, got a little bit got a little bit on the media the other day. Is it Brian? Yeah, poking some fun at him.
Well, I mean, he's got to get to 325. That's the number. He's got to average 25 points.
Yep.
okay, over the 13 games that they play if they go to the bowl game. Now, up until last week, he was 6 points shy of that.
Yep.
Now, he did get a buffer. Now he's 10 points above it, and everybody knows about it, right? So, now, and people will say, did he run a touchdown in with 10 seconds left to try to bolster that? Probably.
Probably. Right? I would, too.
I mean, if your job was on the line, right,
yes,
and you had to sell policies to keep your job,
right,
you would probably be selling policies at midnight.
That's
right?
Exactly right.
So, now, we all know that you just bask in the glory of renewals right now. But, you know, I mean, you don't work too hard.
No,
But, I mean, none of us work that hard. But but I would say it's kind of funny when we're talking about, because it's kind of a ruddy joke around the Big Ten.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, they got to average this many points. Like, the thing is the defense averages like 5 points a game every year.
I was going to say.
So they only need to average 20 points a game. Like, literally, your defense scores. It's like the Chicago Bears defense, you know, back in the day. They'd score like 10 points and the offense would score six and it would win 16-13.
It's about right. That's a good formula. It's working in Iowa. Purdue and Wisconsin is tonight.
Yes.
And I think that's at Purdue.
Okay.
But yet, Wisconsin, pretty heavy favorite in that game. Should they be?
No.
Well, what are you looking forward to seeing out of that game? I'm actually interested in watching this game tonight.
Here's what I think. I want to see, can Hudson Card actually hold on to the football? He had four turnovers last time. He got hit all over. Can they actually contain a quarterback? Because Tanner Mordecai can actually run the ball, not as much as Garrett Schrader. I think they could have the quarterback run all. And here's why they run the ball against Purdue, the quarterback. They run man coverage. That works. You can run man coverage. You've got a D-line like Johnny Newton chasing after you.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to run man coverage because then you got people looking at receivers. Quarterback can run everybody. Johnny Newton chasing them. I don't think they have those dogs at Purdue.
We need to have one. Kyle, make a Mike Shannon moments board back in this radio studio and put one next to it. I asked about Purdue, Wisconsin like 2 minutes ago, and then he just followed that thing up. It's okay. It's all right. It's all good.
Dude,
I'm poking fun a little bit.
He's got an event down in Villa Grove tonight. He's got gutters he's got to fix.
Oh, boy.
There's some kind of, like, cookout, you know. I don't know what it is. But he was totally distracted before the show.
He was
totally distracted.
Jay, I wanted to ask you this. The story in college football has been Colorado. Now, they're three touchdown underdogs at Oregon. Would you want to play for a guy like Coach Prime? What if Coach Prime shows up in Champaign, goes over there to Tommy Stewart Field.
Tommy Stewart.
And wants to see Jay Layman. Yeah, in Central. At first he's like, why am I at Centennial watching Central play a home game? That's weird.
Well, that's always been confusing. It is Tommy Stewart Field, named after our coach, but it's actually Unit 4 Field. Let's get it right.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
What
gotcha,
a historic
gotcha,
name
gotcha.
That is, Unit 4 Field. That's like the Mighty Ducks, the District 5 team before they're the Mighty Ducks. You know that? Like, they're playing with the Hawks or something. Well, I'm really aging myself. 1993, right? 1993, Emilio Estevez, you know. If you grew up and you're 38, you love that movie. Watch Mighty Ducks.
I'm 32.
But here's what I would say, Pipes, to that question. People are anointing Prime like he's Nick Saban. He's not. He is a brilliant marketer. He knows how to relate to kids. And you know what? He's the equivalent of what Ron Zook did when he was here. Ron Zook, we call it getting zooked. Zook would bring in the office and say, hey, I don't think you're going to play much here. You want to transfer? He knew how to transfer. The guys were getting zooked left and right. I almost got zooked. I was slow and a lot of other wrong features.
That would have been a bad move
fit,
by
right?
The old zooker.
So I probably, if I was at Colorado, I probably would have been the guy that he told me to get in the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. But to their credit, some of those guys stayed. And he made the point. He said, listen, if you're going to go and get in a transfer portal, just because I said go get in a transfer portal, I don't want you here anyway. I want you here to fight. I was like, hey, man, that's kind of impressive. I like that Prime is more of a game manager, marketer, doesn't have to be the X's and O's guy. I'm going to hire all that stuff out, and I'm going to handle the media and getting and attracting the right talent here. Listen, I wouldn't mind playing. I'm a man of faith. Feels like he's a man of faith, at least to some degree. And here's what I would say. He's having fun. They're having fun, right? I mean, no, they're relevant.
And the spotlight's on them. They won one game last year.
A lot of people, I believe, rumor is, before they got Josh Whitman to come, Rick George was the choice before him, right? And it kind of resurrected Rick George and Colorado football, right? They haven't. When I was growing up, Colorado was good under McCartney, right? I mean, won a national championship in 1990. Only team they lost to was Illinois, you know? So you could play Bill Walsh College football, beat Colorado in 1990. They were pretty good. That's before your era, too. I'm really bullying up. Bill Walsh College football, good Nintendo game. Okay. Wow.
San Francisco 49ers. I don't want to keep you all day. I want to ask
you. Stanford, too, after the 49ers. George Seifert got a championship out of that. That was hogwash, but yeah, but we're really going deep.
You're
You didn't know that
you
I knew all
this. You
can
tell Jay's
stuff.
Getting old because now he's going deep into the.
I spoke at a high school today for an FCA event, and the speaker was about my age. And, you know, Jay actually spoke to my youth football league when he was in college, about 5 years younger than me. And I remember the speech he gave me and stuff like that. And he said, but raise your hand to see if you know who Jay Layman was. And like out of 40 kids, it was like two. And I think it's because I heard a Dick Van Dyke ad. It wasn't because I was a football guy, right? I'm more well known for Dick Van Dyke. People don't know me for selling houses. They don't know me for Dick Van Dyke. I mean, they know me for football.
Your tackle's gotten a lot worse too in that Dick Van Dyke.
It's got worse and worse, right?
That guy totally went down easy right there.
Easy, man.
All right, Pipes, I'm gonna let you have the last question. I just want to ask him about Colorado and Deion. No, I'm totally kidding.
I was like, man, let's check Lon out.
Cut him off. Cut him off. What's in that tape, man? What's in that?
I don't know. Go,
is that
check
like
him
medical,
into the
medical
geriatric ward at Camargo.
You get that at a dispensary?
Memory issues over here for my man Lante. It is his day. Hey.
Ohio State, Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
One of the many, many really, really good games this weekend. But what do you think about the Buckeyes? Notre Dame's look good. They haven't really played anybody yet. Sam Hartman, maybe best quarterback they've had since Jimmy Clausen. But
Jimmy Clausen.
What do you think?
I just see that meme of Jimmy Clausen with the crazy hair all the time. You know, but I would say – I would say this. This is the first game in a long time that I could say that Ohio State doesn't have the quarterback advantage. I mean, going back even to Dwayne Haskins, every game, and say what you want about Justin Fields now, absolute baller at Ohio State. C.J. Stroud, baller at Ohio State, and looks like to be a baller now,
yep,
right?
Yep.
This is the first time they have not had – Sam Hartman has over 120 career touchdown passes. That's a lot of touchdown passes, right? So I think – they got the advantage at quarterback as far as Notre Dame does. When it comes to Kyle McCord, get it to your receivers, Marvin Harrison Jr., Emeka Ebuka. Like, just throw the ball to them and just get them in space. The defense for Ohio State was good last year until it wasn't. When they played Michigan, they got gutted by Donovan Edwards in that run game. And when they played Georgia, they had a DB fall on the shoestring that gave that game away, right? Now, Ohio State will say, oh, my gosh, if they didn't call, they should have called targeting against Marvin Harrison in the end zone. If he didn't get hurt, we would have won that game, right? But the reality is that Ohio State has not played good defense in big games, right? They play good against the little sisters of, you know what, you know, we can't say that anymore. I should just say bad teams, right? They play good against those teams, right? But they don't play good against good teams. So Jim Knowles, the mad scientist, they call him, I got to see him limit explosive plays, because I think they could get beat against Notre Dame. But I think if they win Notre Dame, I think they get a top 10 win on the road, and they could lose one game and still get in the playoff because they're the Ohio State.
Great stuff. Jay Layman, you spoil us every week on Mondays. Tune in. We know you all do. But then also to come out to Pia's with us, hang out. I mean, you're the main attraction. You're why everybody's here.
I mean, honestly, I understand why Lon texted me last night. Hey, dude, could you come out on Friday? I understand. The Shea P's in today. I mean, he's got a lot of stuff. The kid from Camargo's got a lot of Villa Grove duties,
man,
too.
We got 90 minutes letters left.
All right. God bless.
Thank
see you,
Jay.
P's. Come on out.
Coming out. The Bullet Woody Party Wagon is here,
Jay,
handing out free stuff with Bullet, man. It's awesome. We got great giveaways. Come sign up. West Springfield Avenue, Pia's Sports Bar and Grill.
I haven't done that in a while.
You're good. You're good.
I haven't done that in a while where I just literally asked the same question that was just asked. I've heard that before, people do that, and I'm sitting there driving along going, why are they asking the same question twice? But I just did it.
I should have just let it slide, but
I
figured
we've all had long days, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It sounds like you've had a long day.
Basketball's
long day.
Turning up for some reason. You know, recruiting's starting to get hot and heavy. The schedule just came out earlier this week, so I've been a little busy.
I didn't get a chance to talk to you about that schedule. I was gone. We got to take a break here, Kyle.
Kyle said just run straight through 2 hours.
Just run through. Yeah, just go. We don't need.
That's what I heard.
No, we need those. We need those advertisers. We love them. What was your take on that schedule? I mean, it looks pretty tough.
It's a tough schedule. You're not playing at Minneapolis or at Lincoln, so your roadies are a lot tougher this year. And then I think December is going to really test this team. A team that doesn't play away from home at all in November. You do get the marquee matchup against Marquette, who a lot of people are really, really high on. I think,
big time.
You know, Athletic, ESPN, a lot of people have them in the top 10. So you're going to have that game on your home floor. And that was one thing that Brad, kind of after the season, whether he said it in public or private,
It's like we didn't have, in terms of resume building games, we really only had one opportunity at home to do that, and that was at against Indiana. And they lost. They lost by 15 points. So
that's right.
They only have themselves to blame for that. But that's a big one. In December at Rutgers, place that lost a lot. Mulcahy hits the portal. Cam Spencer goes in the portal. McConnell's gone. But it's still the rack.
Right.
The place you haven't won the last three times. So you got that game. Florida Atlantic is really good. And then also at Tennessee. So those first three. And then not necessarily some cupcakes the rest of the month. I mean, Colgate's a decent squad that shoots the three really well. Missouri's, again, one of the oldest teams in the country. Fairleigh Dickinson, they beat somebody. Purdue, the one seed.
That's last year
in the tournament.
Oh, that's right.
I got a lot more thoughts on it. But one more thing. I think the end of the schedule could get really, really exciting. Fun, but also challenging. At Wisconsin, beginning of March. Then you got Purdue here for Senior Day.
Yes.
Zach Edey's coming to town. And then you're at Iowa, regular season finale. And Illinois-Iowa delivered on those regular season finales the last couple of years. So that could be really, really exciting.
That will be a fun ending to this regular season. But that's we got a long way to go. We still got to get through Illinois football regular season. And that's what we're talking all today at Pia's. We'll be here until 5 o'clock. Come out and join us. We've got Bullet, Bourbon, and Rye, $5. Captain Morgan, $4. Fireballs, $4. That's dangerous. $3.75 Coors Light Drafts, $3.50 Twisted Tea, and you can even get $16.75, gets you 16-ounce buckets of bottles with Coors Light. So make sure you come out and take advantage of that. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, you mentioned Luke Altmyer struggled last week. Obviously, we know that. He told that to us, and when he joined us this week, we're going to let you hear back to what he's going to need to do to get over that four-interception game and also hear from Brett Bielema talking about his quarterback as well. We'll do it all next, live at Pia's. It is The Drive.
Does your home have those annoying outdoor spigots that leak and have no pressure? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Install a new Woodford outdoor spigot so your gardens and flowers don't suffer in this summer heat. Make sure your home's outdoors look great and call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies, connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. UC Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at pdrauto.com. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Fighting Illini football versus Florida Atlantic University on Saturday, September 23rd. Bring the whole family and enjoy the family fun in Grange Grove with bounce houses, equipment try-on, live music, tailgating, and more. Get tickets as low as $15 for Fighting Illini football versus Florida Atlantic, Saturday, September 23rd. At FightingIllini.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
Can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com, click on the jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
Illini fans, for a limited time at Jet's Pizza, new popcorn chicken pizzas. Their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. It's new and a limited time offer, so don't miss out. Try any of the four for just $17.99. Code BBQ. Their popcorn chicken pizzas are perfect to order while watching football with friends and family. Try their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. Just $17.99. Code BBQ. Jets, better because it has to be.
The Blossom Basket Florist has been in business since 1954. In the last 25 years, the Blossom Basket Florist has processed over 535,000 orders. That's 21,400 orders per year. With that type of volume, they know they have satisfied customers who just keep coming back. Find out why their customers love their designs and customer service. From simple to simply magnificent, they can design for any type of event. Visit them at 1002 North Cunningham and Urbana or online at blossombasket.com.
I'm JT Barnhart, the president of OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center. Really want to promote our emergency room services at Heart of Mary. Getting ready to do a campaign just to show the community what a great service that is when you're in a health emergency and you need care. Our team at Heart of Mary will take great care of you and we'll get you in and out. Our wait times are usually less than 10 minutes. Door to provider times have run under 15 minutes, and so you're going to see a physician in less than 20 minutes when you come to Heart of Mary ER. I think that's a sensational service for the community. One other area I want to promote is that OSF Heart of Mary is in network with your health insurance provider. We take all insurances, everything that is in the community, all payers, our providers, our hospital, our ancillary departments, our new surgery center, and urgent cares accept your insurance. And so if you're having trouble getting in with a provider, know that OSF can see you timely, quickly, and we take your plan.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take the drive with Lante and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Back on the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5, live from Pia Sports Bar and Grill here on West Springfield Avenue. Come out and check us out. We got a lot of great specials, fireball shots, bullet bourbon. Boy. We have the Bullet Woody Party Wagon, which I was checking
this
out during the break.
This thing is so cool.
It is sweet.
You can sleep in it.
You could. You could. You could sleep in there.
I don't know. That thing is awesome.
You have a few too many and you don't have to drive home. I don't know. I'm not advertising that. I'm not.
No,
stay for anybody that comes out here. But yes, come and check us out. Have a couple of drinks and enjoy yourself on this fine Friday afternoon.
We're going to visit with someone from the wagon. I want to have them kind of explain everything. We'll do that next hour and kind of get the take on that thing, because that is a sweet. I mean, just even without the liquor, that thing is a sweet vehicle or whatever you call it. I would assume it's like a trailer, right? So
yeah.
A wagon. So it's really awesome, and it's very cool. Hey, thanks to Kyle Toss back in the studio making things run back there. He got all of our sound put together as well that we're going to hear here in a second.
He's probably drinking some Bullet Bourbon right now after how
Heck
the Cubs
yeah.
have been playing.
Oh, my. They were winning. I think they're up 3-0. Kyle, can you pop your phone on and let us know what the score is now? I know I can look on my phone, but
6-0.
6-0, okay.
Live 6-0. Update from the crowd.
So
I was talking more about last night, but all right, cool.
Oh.
They got a quick bounce back. That's awesome.
Where are we at now, Kyle, in terms of are you guys still in the wild card right now? I haven't looked at
standings.
Technically,
the Cubs hold a wild card spot right now. Actually, I think last night, they're tied with the Marlins, and the Marlins have the tiebreaker. So
Okay. Technically
not in one, but I think they'll be back in one after this game goes final.
Okay. We're down to the last week. Do you have any times, like, this is you and I, like, reliving the past now. How many times, like, Illinois football would be on, and it's starting to get a little bit cool out, even though it's not right now, and it's that big, like, there's a high school football game that night, and you know you got Illinois the next day, but yet – you got a big Cardinals game going on. You know, remember those days?
I think it was it Illinois-Iowa last year where the Cardinals playoff game was going on at the same
time?
Yes,
and we came outside and watched it.
I remember
after the game.
After the game.
Yes.
My wife was like, I don't know if I'm going to want to go into the game because the Cardinals are going to be on, and it could be the last time we watch them, which, of course, it was.
It was.
Swept in quick order. But, yeah, I remember those days, but baseball season's been over for about 2 months.
And it really has. It's weird.
It is.
Like Contreras went on the IL. Somebody else went. We don't even care anymore. We don't even care. Let's talk football. Let's talk Illinois.
Let's do.
You've got a game here, Derek, and Joey Wagner's here. We're going to talk to him next hour. I can't wait for that. Illini Inquirer. You got a game here to get right. And I know when the schedule came out originally with Tom Herman's squad, I don't know that anybody looked at this game as a get-right game. Obviously, this is a Florida Atlantic team that is banged up horribly now to the point where maybe it becomes a get-right game. But I think Illinois has that potential, especially after facing three really good opponents, kind of getting embarrassed by Kansas, if you will, basically offensively looking embarrassing against Penn State. The defense kind of rose to the challenge, but just so many turnovers, they just finally gave in. So what will that mean to get that get-right game if it happens?
It's confidence. It's confidence for a team that had high expectations going into this year. You're lining up to play that rivalry clash against Purdue here coming up next weekend against
That's gonna be huge.
In West Lafayette. And, yeah, it's supposed to be a big game. So for Illinois, you need to be riding a little bit of momentum and set up. We can talk all we want about how the schedule was tough the first three games, and you got Toledo maybe at the wrong time or Kansas on the wrong year. But this is one that swings the other way when you look at Florida Atlantic and their injuries, the fact that they're missing their starting quarterback, the fact that they're a week removed from playing at Clemson in a game they obviously got beat up in,
knocked teeth out,
and all of that. So I mean, that's a literal thing. So I just think it's for the psyche of this team to believe in themselves again. I'm not saying that they've quit or anything. Obviously, that didn't show against Penn State.
Right.
But this is a chance for them to feel decent about their offensive line. They go out there and pound the football like we expected them to have the ability to do, especially against a lesser opponent. So that's something I'm looking for. Defense to continue to build on what they did last week. And it's all about, again, getting in a spot where you're 2-2. You go into a Big Ten slate that, now that you played Penn State, isn't really all that daunting.
No.
So
I agree.
It's about righting the ship and believing it and know that, that Luke's good, that your defense is good, and rolling from there.
I like to take people behind the scenes. So for those out there that are wondering, we're going to start going towards a soundbite right now. So I'm going to go towards a theme that will lead us into a soundbite. Are you worried about Luke Altmyer? Not for the season. Is there any kind of hangover from a game like that? Or do you think he's able to kind of wash his hands of that and move on?
I agree with Jay. I would like to still see him be aggressive. I hope we don't get in a situation where he's turning down open receivers or looking at somebody that's got a step or two on the outside. Not that this is a big-time downfield passing attack, but that he has that little bit of a gun-shy type of sense. And I didn't get that in talking to him on Monday. You know, he said he was learning from the mistakes, but he still has to be himself, and he feels like he trusts his receivers, he trusts his arm, and I think that's a good thing. So we won't really know because we don't know that much about him.
Right.
The fact that he's only made a handful of starts in his collegiate career, only a couple for Illinois. So we're going to learn along with everybody. I think people even on the staff are going to learn what his kind of response is and mental toughness and all of that. So, big picture wise, I'm still pretty encouraged by what I've seen from him. Yes. I mean, he threw it right to Penn State a couple of times and made some really ill-advised choices. But I did think that going into the year, you weren't going to have Mr. Efficient, Mr. Low Risk in Tommy DeVito in Luke Altmyer, because he's young and guys got to go through some of that roller coaster and learning experience.
Did that cause you some sleepless nights? Knowing the completion percentage maybe down a little?
No.
Okay.
The Bears are causing me sleepless nights.
And, they're just making you drink.
Joey Wagner's very happy.
The Bears are making you drink, I think. Yeah, well, I forgot about the dynamic of the Packer Bears thing coming up at 4:05. That could be interesting.
Fight.
I may have to jump in on this. All right, Luke Altmyer, as you mentioned, did join us earlier this week on Monday on the Tapman's Towing phone line. I want to first hear from Luke, and then right after that, Brett Bielema talking about his quarterback. Let's shoot there with Luke first.
You know, at some point, you do have to move forward. And, you know, I think today has been that day for me. Like, there's nothing that I can do to change what happened.
Sure.
Obviously, and, you know, what I do moving forward is, and what I'm doing right now will decide, you know, the way Saturday goes and the way the rest of this thing goes. So I can't, you know, I learn from it, obviously, but, you know, I don't, you know, I don't dwell in it. You know, I don't, you know, kind of beat myself up over it. But, you know, I think, you know, after the game and even the day after, it's there, you know, it's really tough. It's, you know, like I said, nobody wants, you know, that game back and some of those plays back more than I do. Right. Like, nobody feels worse about it more than I do. You know what I mean? And, but yeah, you got to move forward. You got to, you know, be a strong-willed and strong-minded person. And a lot of that comes spiritually. But, you know, like I said, I'm very confident in, you know, moving forward, like, and playing really, really good football. And, you know, I know that that's there.
I think Luke has to process it, right? Like, one of the things that we say all the time in our building, right? Adversity is going to strike, and you learn more from yourself during moments of adversity than you do in moments of success. And, you know, I think, you know, after that first game, everybody's like, whoa, 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 right? And then even though we didn't do the things that we want to do at Kansas, he had that long run, so everybody's thinking all this, right? So for a starting quarterback, I literally Googled on my own Saturday night college and NFL quarterbacks that have thrown four-game interceptions and four-in-a-game interceptions, and the list is incredibly long, right? So, you know, it happens. It's happened in the past, and my guess is probably going to happen in the future. I just hope it doesn't happen to him again. And I think the parts that you have to take into account, like there were definitely reasons to those throws, right, and what they had and what occurred. But I think he's a mentally tough kid. You know, I don't think it's any secret to you guys. Have internet. Luke is a tremendous man of faith, right? And I think he knows the power and strength in him comes from outside of him, right? Like, and I think he'll lean on that right now more than anything. I think as coaches, as players, all we can do is support and improve him. I mean, Nick Berry, if he didn't say it in here, I think he'll be the first to tell you that he's going to do everything he can to make it better for him, right? And take a self-inventory as coaches of what we asked him to do or not to do and how we can make that cleaner. And then it's all going to kind of collectively come together to hopefully have him have a chance to play better football on Saturday.
It's well said.
It is well said. I want to ask you, I want to take a break. We're going to take another break, Kyle. When we come back, I want to ask you, I do agree with you in the sense that I want to see still aggressiveness out of Luke Altmyer. But that is also, what, 6 interceptions through 3 games? Where is there a point where maybe they dial it back a little bit with the aggressiveness? I want to talk to you about that. But let's take a quick break, Kyle. Back at Pia's, it is The Drive.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
The Blossom Basket Florist has been in business since 1954. In the last 25 years, the Blossom Basket Florist has processed over 535,000 orders. That's 21,400 orders per year. With that type of volume, they know they have satisfied customers who just keep coming back. Find out why their customers love their designs and customer service. From simple to simply magnificent, they can design for any type of event. Visit them at 1002 North Cunningham at Urbana or online at blossombasket.com.
Looking for a place to host a corporate meeting, intimate gathering, or a large-scale celebration? If so, the University of Illinois' Alice Campbell Alumni Center offers the perfect space and staff to make your function a success. A few rooms offered at the center include the elegant ballroom, the Richmond Family Gallery, and the premier and professional executive boardroom. For more information on renting a space at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center, visit uiaa.org/alumni-center or call 1-800-355-2586. Go Illini!
BC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at BC are designed with your goals in mind. BC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Back in the drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5, live from Pia Sports Bar and Grill. Come check us out. We're having fun here with the Bullet Bourbon crew and all of our crowd. We always get a great
Benny's
turnout.
There.
Yeah, Benny.
Benny is there. We love that.
Of course.
Okay, I asked you going into the break about aggressiveness on Luke Altmyer. I get the sense after three games of watching him that he's not afraid to throw it downfield. He's not afraid to take that chance. And similar to like what you had mentioned about DeVito, I don't think he's DeVito in the sense that Tommy sometimes was very, although Tommy had a good mixture, I felt like. Whereas in the past, we've had some quarterbacks hold the ball. I don't want to throw it. Luke's just kind of letting it go right now. And yep. I know, listen, in that game against Penn State, when you're down like we are, why not? I mean, what else are you hurting? If you're down 23, what's it hurt to be down? Or if you're down 17, what's it hurt to be down 23 late? Whatever. Is there a point, though, you kind of bring him back a little bit or try to find that middle ground, I guess, right?
I just think context matters. I think in terms of the routes that you're going to run, you're going to know when separation is going to be hard to come by because you don't really have that many explosive receivers, at least when you're counting on Casey Washington. He's not a guy that's going to create a lot of separation. Pat Bryant, kind of same thing. Yes, I think that Isaiah Williams operating out of the slot, he can make some people have to chase him on some crossing routes and whatnot. But in general we'll find out how this running game starts to, if it comes back to expectation or not. Because if it doesn't, this offense isn't going to have enough pop in it to put up enough points unless Luke is making plays through the air. But, again, I think opponent matters. Like Penn State's got a pro on the outside and just some four or five-star talent in terms of that goes. But there'll be other defenses where you're going to feel like you have a little bit more of a leeway to take some chances. I just think that him understanding that is important, and just some of the throws last week are right to guys.
So I'm with you.
In general, though, I don't fault him. Like, he threw a really bad pick against Toledo. It Kansas that the ball goes off of Pat Ryan and ultimately gets picked off? So some of those, I like you said, you got to have some aggressiveness late against Penn State. I don't blame him for the Kansas pick, and that's just kind of how it is. I don't mind his general sense of aggression.
Are you surprised? I am. Are you surprised Illinois is not having an easier time running the football?
Yeah, a little bit.
I am too.
I didn't ever kind of subscribe to the idea that, all right, Chase is gone, they're still going to be a top-tier rushing team.
Like, exactly.
Like, you won't notice the difference. Now, that's probably going a little bit too far because obviously Chase is in the NFL for a reason. But I just had some questions because when Chase was not in the game last year, Illinois' rushing attack was not that productive. Reggie had a game or two that really kind of stood out in terms of what he did. But on the whole, they kind of struggled to be productive in that sense. So without the known make-you-miss kind of running backs, I thought that Illinois would struggle a little bit, at least to be the same unit. But I did think they'd still be probably above-average Big Ten rushing squad, which I would pretty much sign Brett Bielema's squad up, you know, blindly any season to
exactly.
be. The fact that they're not right now is disappointing.
You and I are going to try a little bullet. We're going to do it right now. A little bullet, bourbon, and rye. Is that what we're going to do?
Officially or unofficially? Off the record or
off the record?
Off the record.
Of course, at this break.
Into the mics. Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. We're going to act like we tried it and then let everybody know what we think when in reality we're going to try it.
It's non-alcoholic.
Derek's actually trying it. Hey, we are at Pia's. Come out and join us till 5. Joey Wagner, Illini Inquirer, he covers this team extently.
If we get fired, who's going to replace us?
No, exactly. Well, probably Hans. He's here, like, lurking.
All right, never mind.
It'll be Kyle and Hans' show.
I'll take it back.
Yeah. I think I'm too old to worry about that anymore. So I'm going to gulp mine here at the break. All right, come out and join us. Big crowd already starting to grow, and we love it. The Bullet Paddy Wagon is here. Bullet Woody Paddy Wagon. It is so cool. You got to come out and see this thing. We are live at Pia's, and we're back. It is The Drive.
At Stevie J Broadcasting, we love all the local events our listeners can enjoy. Clinton has their Apple and Pork Festival, and in Broadlands, their homecoming celebration has a kids' bike and pet parade at 11. Then the kiddie tractor races, bingo, and a watermelon eating contest. The parade is at 4, and the country sky band starts at 8. Savoy Recreation Center will have big trucks and first responders Saturday after 3 with their Touch a Truck event. Do you have a fall event coming up? Send us an email as you visit steviejay.com.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making.
At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.